More on these stories at townhall.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Jerry Lademan. A 19-year-old from Middleburg has been arrested and charged with trying to lure a child online. Zayden Morford was convicted of sex charges as a minor himself, so he's facing additional charges of violating the terms of the state's sex offender law by failing to report his address and his computer use. The Clay County Sheriff's Office started investigating the case in December, interviewed Morford in January, and took him into custody earlier this week. His bond set at $400,000. The age and gender of the person Morford is accused of contacting are blacked out of the arrest report. NASCAR roars back to life this weekend down the coast in Daytona. The green flag for the Daytona 500 falls Sunday at 2:30. President Trump is expected to be among the crowd of around 100,000 on hand for the 62nd running of NASCAR's biggest race. If you're watching on TV, it's on Fox. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
I-10 eastbound is starting to get some slow traffic. Andrew, what's going on?
Just letting y'all know there's a bad accident on I-10 eastbound just before Lane Avenue.
Thanks, Andrew. Add a couple extra minutes there. Again, that's I-10 eastbound right before Lane Avenue. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of sun and clouds today and a high of 84. This evening, lots of rain is on the way with a low of 56. Right now, 69 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The FBI has come out with the safest and least safest cities in North Florida. Career Builder says more young people are demanding the companies they work for take a stand on political issues. And the Wall Street Journal reports the Federal Education Department is investigating some colleges for bringing in billions of dollars in donations from foreign countries and not reporting it.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Coming up on 5 minutes after 7 a.m., a lot of good news to get to. We always talk about the news that normally isn't covered by other news groups. We don't talk about who died last night and everything else. Okay, we don't fascinate on or over-fascinate on that. We bring a lot of issues that pertain to your back pocket and a lot of other news out there that you sit back and go, dang, I didn't realize this was going on. We do it. All of this coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB. Roger, let's continue on with the news. You know every week we have Adam Andrzejewski, who everybody loves.
Yeah.
He is the CEO and founder of OpenTheBooks.com. We call it the ripoff of the week, where government's literally ripping you off when it comes to taxpayer dollars. If not, one of the big discussions by the liberal left, of course, is canceling college debt. Free student loans out there. We talk about, hey, and it's always an issue to discuss, colleges raking in millions to billions of dollars of endowments and other donations. If that's the case, why do costs continue to go up? Listen to this story. The Wall Street Journal says that the Federal Education Department, Department of Federal Education, is investigating colleges like Yale and Harvard that failed to report $6.5 with a B billion dollars in donations. And all of that and most was from federal donations. They said that these universities failed to disclose billions of dollars from foreign countries like Saudi Arabia, China. The Education Department said these same colleges also got contracts and gifts from the governments of Iran, Qatar, Russia. Russia's colleges might be supporting Trump, huh? Anyway, I kid with that. The department also said that Yale failed to disclose at least $375 million in foreign funding from China. Government officials also accused these institutions of soliciting money from foreign nationals, governments, and companies to spread their propaganda. Wow. spread the propaganda among the colleges, huh?
The Education Department is launching investigations into both Harvard and Yale universities over alleged failure to report hundreds of millions of dollars in foreign gifts and contracts. It says since July, the department has uncovered more than $6 billion, with a B, dollars in unreported foreign gifts to Ivy League schools from countries including Qatar, China, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates. China's government donates to U.S. schools through private sector companies.
And yet, the Education Department said, according to the Wall Street Journal this week, the money that is received by these universities, over $6.5 billion, does not reduce or otherwise offset the cost for American students and their tuition costs. What a fascinating story.
Yeah, what's very concerning about this is that very often these universities are the think tanks where the innovations are created for things like cybersecurity, the latest defense technologies, and that sort of thing. And if these countries, China and Saudi Arabia and Iran, are giving money to these institutions, then maybe they have access to it and it can undermine national security, which is a big concern that a lot of people are thinking about.
And by the way, it's kind of funny when you read the Wall Street Journal with the government officials and the Trump administration. By the way, this has been an ongoing investigation where these colleges soliciting money from foreign nationals so they can spread the propaganda.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. Remember this from Tucker Carlson on this issue?
American University lately, see it for yourself. Everything is new. There's been a building boom underway for decades on campuses, all of it funded by debt that is destroying a generation of American kids.
And also, you can include governments from foreign national groups out there looking to spread, and by the way, not reported. So the bottom line is, folks, this is the way to go when you look at this. Set aside a college student, whether or not it should be paid for or not. The question that should be talked about in Florida and throughout the rest of the country by these candidates running for office is, why are the costs going up? And as Adam Andrzejewski points out on this radio show, that when you're receiving millions to billions in reserves, like, for example, if you got a boatload of oil and gas reserves, our costs go down. You would think that, right?
Right, you think.
Well, if you got a boatload of reserves and billions, millions and billions for the colleges, why aren't their costs going down, Raj?
That's because the government is writing a big fat check, and then these universities aren't dumb. They're going to take the money and increase the tuition.
Who has the biggest endorsement in your life? Not you, Roger, but I'll ask you anyway. Many of you vote, whether it's locally, state or national. Is it a local newspaper? Is it a local candidate endorsing another candidate? According to TheHill.com, Jamal Simmons, a new Hill-Harris X poll says that family members have the biggest influence. Like, let's say you're undecided, and you're sitting across that Sunday morning after you're having a brunch or a breakfast, or you're having lunch after the church, or whatever evening or day it could be. Hey, who should I vote for? Because some of you haven't done your homework. The biggest influence, according to the survey out there, majority of people say that the endorsements, they'll sway their views, but they said if you go down this road, Roger, the biggest role are family members.
I want to check in on how much endorsements matter to you. So we asked, does an endorsement from each of the following types of people help you decide who to vote for? A friend, a family member, a celebrity,
right,
a local politician, a local news source, or a national news source. Here's what we found. That while a majority of voters said endorsements from any of the options didn't help them decide who to vote for, we found family members had the most sway. 32% of people said that. 29% said national news source endorsements mattered most. 26% of voters said a friend or local news source could move them. 24% said they valued endorsements from a local politician, and just 12% said celebrities could move their needle.
Wow. I'm not curious by the majority of what they think. It's always that other minority. 12% of you out there are swayed by a celebrity? Well, I guess Judge Judy's going to really help out Mike Bloomberg, because I like Judge Judy out there.
Yeah, whatever Brad Pitt says, that's who I'm voting for.
That's right. So, or Tulsi Gabbard. Yeah. But anyway, that's it. I wasn't surprised by this, but it just shows to me that maybe the endorsement Rogers are not the biggest thing out there that everybody claims them to be.
I think endorsement matters if it comes, especially in the current era, if it comes from President Trump, that matters. And if it comes from law enforcement, the FOP, something like that.
Hey, remember the New Hampshire primary? Folks, this wasn't really reported by the media. President Trump got more votes than Reagan, Obama, Bush, Clinton, for an incumbent president running in that state's primary.
Hampshire, that President Trump had the highest vote total of any incumbent president seeking re-election. And there you see it, 129,000 in New Hampshire, something he touted today in the Oval Office. You do hear from some Democratic corners, you know, they're wondering where the emotion, where the passion is going to come to beat Donald Trump.
I mean, those numbers are phenomenal. That should scare. By the way, Clinton came in second. He was the one who got a lot of it. Of course, you know, he went to a landslide in his second tier running for office. When it comes to the issue of climate change, the Pew Research has said, despite what you may hear from the liberal left, that it's a top tier issue. Overall, it ranks right near the bottom. Dealing with global warming, climate change ever since between 2007 and 2008 to 2019, Roger, it is ranked second. Let's just go over the last few years, 2013 to 2019, climate change has ranked 17 out of place of 18 questions. The number one, of course, is strengthening the economy. Number two, tied, would be healthcare costs, the education system. But when it comes to all of this, climate change ranks as the lowest overall for voters out there.
The burden to act that is on the shoulders of the generation of people alive today is a challenge to our moral imagination. But this is Thermopylae. This is Agincourt. This is the Battle of the Bulge.
Wow.
This is Dunkirk. This is 9/11. We have to rise to this occasion.
Rise! That's former VP Al Gore. He says, no, forget about those polls. It is a top-tier issue. It is our new 9/11.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I can't get past, you know, him, the theatrics in his speech he was delivering. Rise to the occasion. Come on.
Hey, by the way, there may be some validity. Let us go back. Over the summertime of last year, when they started doing all of these debates, the Democratic Party did not want to do a single debate on climate change. MSNBC.
In recent polling of Iowa Democrats, climate change now ranks as the second most important issue after health care. Environmental activists and most of the Democratic presidential candidates are calling for a debate dedicated solely to climate change.
Okay, why not have it if it ranks heavily among Democrats? But there's a catch.
But DNC Chair Tom Perez said it would be unfair to host a debate on just one issue when there are so many other high priority issues.
Roger, it's always curious who keeps inflating this conversation. Listen, when you talk about the local environment here in Florida, we know you have water quality. That is not a Green New Deal. That is not an liberal environmental area.
Mm-hmm.
The red tide, I don't buy into that it's man-made. I mean, this has been going on for hundreds of years. That's Mother Nature. But when you talk about certain nutrients and things, and by the way, the biggest problem we have with our dirty water today, folks, is a little bit of runoff. Yes. It's not keeping up to date with our sewage. And putting in new lines and new pipes. That is one of the biggest areas. So when I talk about the environmental movement, you get people go, hey, listen, I want clean water. In other words, the runoff, because some of these cities can't get their sewages updated, that is not some liberal philosophy out there. So anyway, Green New Deal ranks near the bottom again. No, climate change. Remember, we went from global warming to climate change. So we've got a lot more guests coming up next, and the whole thing about the racism with Trump's budget, I'll play that clip, also coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
A1A northbound, right before the Mayport Navy base, there's some stop-and-go traffic causing about a 10-minute setback. That's A1A northbound, right before the Mayport Navy base. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of sun and clouds today and a high of 84. This evening, lots of rain is on the way with a low of 56. Right now, 69 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, You could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
The Everglades, previously stretching from Kissimmee to the Florida Keys, home to thousands of species of plants and animals, and an ecosystem found nowhere else on Earth, is half its original size and starved of water. To learn more and to help restore America's Everglades, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
The month of February contains many happy events, but now February marks a very special occasion for the Boger family and Boger Shoes. This February, Erica and Brett Boger will celebrate their daughter Skylar's third birthday. And to help celebrate Skylar's birthday, Boger Shoes is having a fantastic sale on baby shoes for the entire month of February. This month, when you purchase a pair of baby shoes at regular price, you can purchase another pair at 50% off. That's right, get 50% off your second pair. And spring is just around the corner, so check out Boger Shoes' new spring arrivals and their beautiful newly remodeled store. For 63 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. And Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by four board-certified podiatrists on staff. Stop by Boger Shoes on Park Street in Five Points today and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Career Builder says more young people are demanding the companies they work for take a stand on political issues. The Wall Street Journal reports the Federal Education Department is investigating some colleges for bringing in billions of dollars in donations from foreign countries and not reporting it. And a new poll says family members have a bigger influence than other groups or the media when it comes to decisions made at the ballot box.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, let's continue on with the news. I'm your host, Ed Dean, former state representative, now a news analyst, talk radio for Fox News affiliates down in South Florida. Matt Caldwell was on. Hey, how are you, man?
I'm all right.
All right, good. I'm doing well. I want to talk about a couple of issues here. First off, for those of you listening, I apologize if you're eating right now. Let me play for you another clip. Listen to this from Bernie Sanders. It says that campaign donations that don't represent working people should send red flags that all of the big corporations want to take over. Listen to this clip.
Take huge amounts of contributions from the CEOs of the pharmaceutical industry, from financiers in fossil fuel industry, from the insurance companies, from Wall Street. Does anyone seriously believe that you're going to stand up to those powerful entities?
Now, let me stop right there. Now, when it comes to a primary, Matt, you've been successful in big primaries out there. I understand the guilt by association. You're pro-life, but let's say you're running against a candidate on a hot-button issue. They may be getting gun from the Bloomberg gun control crowd. They may be getting money from a Planned Parenthood crowd. Yeah, I think you would make that a big issue, and as you should. But this is the question I want to get to. If you get money from a group that wants to clean up certain rivers and waters, does that make you a left-wing environmentalist? And I'll say this on the sugar side. If you took money from Big Sugar, does that mean you want to put a detriment to all the waterways and to the environment? No, I don't buy into that either. And where am I right or wrong on this?
Well, it all depends on the candidate, honestly, Ed. You know, you got to make sure that you're advocating for what you believe. And look, I went out there as a candidate over the years, said what I believed on property rights or, as you said, pro-life issues. And, of course, people who agreed with me, well, they tend to come and support me. It's a chicken and the egg question. If you find a candidate, though, that it just so happens they don't ever seem to have a strong felt position on, well, anything, and it seems like whatever their talking point is seems to change depending on who's supporting them, I don't know, maybe a guy like Charlie Crist, that should be a red flag to voters. And you really want to make sure, look, is this candidate drawing support from these groups because they believe the issue or because it's easy for them to raise money? And that's always the tough part. But just criticizing people, it's really kind of lame nowadays, politicians. Well, this guy, you know, got money from XYZ company.
Right.
That doesn't mean you're bought and paid for. It's really funny.
Let me throw an issue out here. In Tallahassee, we're in the middle of legislature. Is it, and you could say this about D.C., and for the audience, I just always, follow me for a second out here. Matt, we have, and I don't care if it's Democrat, Republican, Republicans, for example, on the issue of vouchers. I mean, I know you voted for these bills, and I love school choice, but I used to tell Roger, I don't give a flip if your kid's being bullied or you're not happy with the grades. Who cares what the issue is? You should automatically be able to send your child to a charter school or a school of your choice with your taxpayer dollars for whatever reason you want. I just thought sometimes the Republicans try to legitimize too many excuses. Just do it if you want. Having said this, go ahead.
It really comes down. It comes down to politics. There's no question about it.
Yeah, right. And hold on. But yeah, let me interrupt you for a second. For the audience sake, I'm going to give you plenty of time. For example, there are those on the pro-life side. There's a bill going through. Looks like it's going to make it to the governor's desk about having parental consent when it comes to a young person getting an abortion. Hey, and I support it. If the left wants to put, like, for example, let's say they want to spend more money for teachers on education. Both sides. Why are we not, or let's say you want to spend more money in the environment. Okay, why don't you, Matt, this is what I'm getting at on both sides. Tell me exactly what you want to get done. Tell me what you need. Why do we have to incrementally do this? Is it just become a political issue so they have something to run on next year?
Well, sometimes it is. But, I mean, in the case of this example with the parental notification versus parental consent, the Senate from the Republican caucus has gotten a little bit more conservative over the last decade. I mean, when I first got elected in 2010, it was tough to even try to propose a conservative bill over to the Senate. So getting notification was 6 years ago, I think. And now you look and you say, hey, you know, the senators have changed out. A few people have gone home. Maybe we can get it to parental consent, which is where, you know, those of us who are striding on the issue are at. But there's no question. I mean, politics is politics. It's kind of like that scene from Casablanca. I'm shocked to find politics here being waged.
I never saw the movie, so I wouldn't know that. But anyways, so, Matt Caldwell is a news analyst for Fox Radio, Fox News Radio down in South Florida. Let's talk about Tallahassee for a second. Nationwide, I think one of the areas that conservatives don't talk enough. Now, you can always talk about liberals. There are a lot of issues that they don't want to talk about. I mean, they do want to talk about it, but they spin it not to where it's true. But Democrats only want to talk about, for example, education when it comes to the same old conversation every time. Oh, we just got to fund charter schools or the devil. We don't. I'm not saying the devil, but we don't want to fund charter schools, blah, 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 blah. Republicans on a nationwide level, no, and even the Trump administration has said, they have not talked enough about, for example, school choice. Let's get down here to the state of Florida. I think there has been a good conversation by Republicans on the issue of school choice. If there is on the Republican side an issue where they all can't seem to agree on, and the first glimpse, I was telling this to Roger off the air, to me, if you had to pick an issue, it would be E-Verify, because not all of them are on the same sink when it comes to immigration on a nationwide level. Is that fair to say in Florida or not?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, look, on your school choice example, that movement was founded in Florida when Jeb Bush ran for governor 20-some-odd years ago. But you shift over to immigration, and we've got challenges. You've got agriculture, you've got the trades, construction, hotels, you know, and then you've got a bigger question about all of us. You know, you're going to give the power to the federal government to get into each and every one of us and whether we got a job. There's a lot of issues that get wrangled up there. Civil libertarians, you get people working at cross purposes on that issue for sure.
Wait, does E-Verify really? I mean, that I have civil libertarians that will call me up and say, well, we don't need more of our identification out there. Well, I'm like, well, wait a second. If you're already working, they already have all your identification. They got your Social Security card.
Yeah, well, and look, in the old days, maybe you could say, hey, it's no big deal. But you've seen in the last decade Lois Lerner at the IRS used her power in the tax policy. How boring is tax policy? But she used it to stop conservative groups from free speech. And then you saw now with the Trump administration, when he was running for president, the FBI is using the FISA court. Oh, we're only going to use it. You know, this is a power. It's just for terrorists. And then they use it to try to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. And now you look at this, and there's a lot of people saying, hey, you know, we get it. We don't want illegal immigration. We're looking for solutions. Do we really want to give another federal bureaucracy the power over every single one of us getting a job or not?
Let me talk about an issue. You live in Fort Myers, Naples area. It's a very big Republican district, but it's very business, a little bit more moderate, like you would think in Vero Beach area. It's not a put down. I'm just telling you what the community is. And then you can go down to Martin County, find a lot of conservatives, even up in North Florida as well. The dynamics are, it's just some issues like guns and other issues don't resonate, but if you talk about the environment, a lot of Republicans are on board with some of that stuff. It's just interesting, the dichotomy of the survey of Florida voters.
Yeah, no, there's not one monolith. The issues in the Panhandle are different than the ones in Miami. You know, down here in Southwest Florida, the environment typically does rank in right around number two behind other issues, jobs, education, things like that, which is rare when you look around the state for such a Republican community.
Hey, I'm still waiting to see who's going to break out from Florida. Everybody keeps writing off Bloomberg. You're saying don't write him off here in Florida, correct?
Oh, yeah. I don't think you should write him off at all. The kind of money he's spending, and now you're seeing the Democratic members are starting to break. Keone McGee is the minority leader in the House. He endorsed him today. Melissa McKinley, a pretty big name in Democratic circles
That's
in
right.
Palm Beach County, endorsed him. Yeah, it's starting to move.
All right. Matt Caldwell is, of course, now a former state rep now down in South Florida. He's a big news analyst. Don't you love those titles? I wish I can get one of those titles down in Fox News Radio. Hey, good to have you on today, bro.
Always.
Good. Did you get the text message? Our good friend, legal commentator, Ron Davis.
Okay.
Did you see that? Was that a group text message? Hey, do you guys still think Bernie's going to win? Did you see that?
Did I see that?
Hold on. Came out yesterday. I'm like, he was being a smart aleck in a good way.
Okay.
And I was asked, and I wanted to respond. See, we still think Bernie's got a chance. Maybe not anymore. Having said this, South Carolina, I want to see if Bernie goes down the way of Jeb Bush. Having said this, he was predicting he was going to be a governor. Mm-hmm. From a more moderate governor to become, or more moderate candidate, he's going to get the nomination.
Right.
So evidently, that's not happening with Bernie. So he's just blowing up my phone. He's still thinking, you think Biden's going to win? So we've got a lot more of these issues coming up. Adam Andrzejewski with the Ripoff of the Week is going to join us. We've got a lot of other issues. Another busy day right here with Ed Dean and Roger Henderson. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Coming up next, Generation Z and millennials think that companies that they work for should take a cultural and political stance. They think it's sometimes more important than the salary that they get. Wait till you hear this story right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. There's been a spike in deaths from the viral outbreak in China. Authorities today are reporting 254 new deaths, pushing the total count to nearly 1,400. The number of confirmed cases is also much higher. Here in the U.S., a second person who was evacuated from China has tested positive for the disease in Southern California. Attorney General William Barr has agreed to testify before Congress next month amid questions whether he intervened in the case of Roger Stone. The longtime ally of President Trump was convicted in the Russia probe, but the Justice Department wants to pursue a lighter prison sentence than what prosecutors recommended. Spain's parliament has endorsed an effort by the new socialist-led government that would allow both assisted suicide and euthanasia. The legislation could become law by June. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Jerry Lateman. It took 15 months, but police have made an arrest in a murder case on Jacksonville's west side. JSO says 39-year-old Ray Smith had been a person of interest from early on in their investigation into the beating of a man who was found in a home on James Road in November 2018. He died a month later, a week before Christmas. Now, Smith is in jail without bond, facing murder and armed assault charges. The name of the man who died has not been made public. A St. Augustine landlord says he never expected to find a pig in his place when he evicted tenants from his property. Carl Brav says those tenants got behind in their rent, so he kicked them out. He tells First Coast News that when he went to clean up the place, he found that they let a full-grown pig live there, too, something definitely not kosher in the lease. The damage caused by the porker came to around $2,000. Brav says he'll be more careful who he rents to from now on. That's Jacksonville.radio News.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, February 14th and Saturday, February 15th at 8 p.m., the Jacksonville Symphony presents a romantic Valentine at the Jacoby Symphony Hall. Saturday, February 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
I-10 eastbound at 295. There's stop-and-go traffic backed up to Hammond Boulevard at about 3 extra minutes. That's I-10 eastbound at 295. And 295 northbound between Normandy and I-10 at a couple extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sun today. The high will be 84. Lots of rain expected this evening and an overnight low of 56. Currently, it's 69 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Wall Street Journal reports the Federal Education Department is investigating some colleges for bringing in billions of dollars in donations from foreign countries and not reporting it. A new poll says family members have a bigger influence than other groups or the media when it comes to decisions made at the ballot box. And after Bernie Sanders wins in New Hampshire and still leading in the national polls, several union groups are now publicly coming out against the candidate over the issue of Medicare for All.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
How many of you all shoot? How many all in a shotgun out there? I'm giving away some free tickets. As you know, the First Coast Friends of the NRA, big sponsors of our yearly Christmas party we put on every year where the place is packed. Well, we always sponsor their events. They're doing a big charity sporting clay event coming up 2 weeks from this Saturday at the Jacksonville Clay Target Sports on New Berlin Road, Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, February the 29th. If you own a shotgun, I'll provide the shells. How about that?
Okay.
We'll take care of everything. You just got to come up with your daddy's shot. Yes, it can be a 410. We're going clay shooting, folks. And they got the like clay rapids that come out.
Uh-huh.
So, and by the way, if you want to go, adults only. You want to bring, if you own a gun, I'm not providing you a gun. I'll provide you the ammunition. I got some tickets I'm going to be giving away. I'm going to put you on a team. We're going to be hanging out with me. If you will email me, ed@wbob.com. ed@wbob.com. In fact, you might be able to win a gun of your choice. We're not doing it. They're putting it on. We're just sponsoring the event. You can win a 12-gauge, 20-gauge, 28, and or a 410 shotgun.
Which one's the best?
Depends what you're shooting for. Roger, stick with the BB gun.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm just kidding with that.
Water gun. If
you would like to go, I'm going to put you on a team. Folks, these things they cost money. I'm taking care of the cost. If you want to go say, Ed, I want to be on a team. I got a shotgun. I've done some clay shooting. This isn't Top Golf. Like, when I go out and play golf, if you don't play golf, I'm not taking you with me. This ain't for amateurs. I mean, I'm not for professionals. I'm saying if you do shoot a shotgun, you go hunting. I'd love to have you, man. This place is getting packed real quick. We're going to be providing lunch, prizes. We got drinks, everything taken care of. Non-alcoholic, okay, of course. All right? If you bring a 12 or 20 gauge. I'll provide the rounds, golf cart, the goodie bag. I'll take care of it all. You just got to bring a 12 or 20 gauge. If you want to join us 2 weeks, it's going to be a charity event, but you're going to win prizes. I will take care of your ticket. But you got to email me, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. As the Democrats are starting to feel the burn, listening to the media and other Democrats, despite that Bernie's a leftist, there's more moderates that are voting against him in the, quote, moderate lane of the Democratic Party.
And the combined total of Buttigieg and Klobuchar tells you that Bernie Sanders, while winning here, has got a long way to go to build a coalition to win this nomination.
The moderate lane appears a little wider today.
It's a little wider. It's still a little crowded, though.
Claire, I think it's fair to say you represent the centrist left. So, assuming that's the case, what is your lane of the party do here?
You look, a lot more people are voting for a more moderate, pragmatic approach to the problems we face.
Really? Well, according to CNN's Jake Tapper, Bernie Sanders, who's now your front runner, his views have now become mainstream views for the Democratic Party.
Bernie Sanders, in many ways, has been pulling the Democratic Party with him to the left. I guess that's the other way, to the left. And Medicare for all, Green New Deal, increase in the minimum wage, all of these proposals that he's been pushing for years are now basically in the Democratic mainstream, more or less. Now we have the voters coming with him.
Well, there you go. And the voters are going with them. I always like hearing liberal commentators and their view of this. Remember, let's go back in time. 2008, the election to Barack H. Obama. Remember Chris Matthews from MSNBC?
In this case of this election, the feeling most people get when they hear a Barack Obama speech, I felt this thrill going up my leg. I don't have that too often.
Steady.
No, seriously, it's a dramatic event. He speaks about America in a way that has nothing to do with politics.
What are my thoughts? I'm not happy.
That was then. Here was Chris Matthews now.
What are my thoughts? I'm not happy. I'm not happy with this field. I think they got to find a candidate for president that can beat Trump.
And you don't think anybody in this field
I'm looking.
Trump?
I'm still looking.
Still looking.
What's the problem?
Obvious problems. They're all problems. Bernie Sanders is not.
Bernie Sanders is the problem. Here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, I don't care. I lay out the facts, and the facts are indisputable. There is a boatload, excluding the issues. There are tons of similarities between Trump in 2016
mm-hmm.
and Bernie Sanders in 2020. Remember, if Trump doesn't get the nomination, they thought it was rigged. He'll run as an independent. Not saying Trump's, there was a lot of those out there. Democrats wanted Trump. Trump can never win. Trump won. Republicans didn't want Trump. Going to be a brokered convention. Charles Lane from the Washington Post.
Whatever else you can say about Bernie Sanders, he has passionate people behind him.
Like
people
Trump.
Feel strongly pro and con about Bernie Sanders, which is why it's hard for the party to really, you know, either live with him or live without him. And the real drama of this situation is that's their dilemma in the fall. They are going to need Bernie's people to beat Donald Trump, unquestionably. But will Bernie's people turn out in massive numbers for anyone except for Bernie?
Roger, a lot of similarities between the Trump campaign and Sanders.
And you think about 2016, not only did Bernie's people not show up for Hillary Clinton, they were mad at her, to be frank with you, because of the way the Democratic Party treated Bernie.
By the way, union groups are now finally coming out against Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All. Pollster, Karen Soltis Anderson.
Bernie Sanders, on the one hand, ought to be very well positioned to sort of cement himself as that firm, true front runner. On the other hand, a problem sort of lingering for him is going to be with the unions there. Again, his health care plan, Medicare for All, would eliminate a lot of the power unions have over that issue. And so this divide in the Democratic Party between those who want unions to have more power and those who want government to have more power is going to play out in a really fascinating way.
A lot of culinary unions that represent over 60,000 importers. Those are guys who take your bags, just in case some of you don't know that. They take Roger's bags, I can tell you that, because I'm a porter around here for Roger. Bartenders and also those in the restaurant business, they have come out and say they oppose Bernie Sanders. Because, folks, let's be honest, Medicare for All will wipe away private insurance out there. And when you hear the word Cadillac plan, do you know who has the Cadillac plan, Roger? Tell them.
Millionaires and union members.
Union members. And do you know how much an average union member pays on their health care? About 3, 4, maybe 5% on the paycheck. Do you know what the average individual pays? About 28 to 29%. And they don't want the Medicare for All. Coming up next, the ripoff of the week. Adam Andrzejewski with OpenTheBooks.com, brought to you by Underwood Jewelers. Three locations at underwoodjewelers.com. San Marco, Ponte Vedra, Avondale's. That's underwoodjewelers.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
I-10 eastbound at 295. There's stopping no traffic backed up to Hammond Boulevard at about 3 extra minutes. That's I-10 eastbound at 295. And 295 northbound between Normandy and I-10, add a couple extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sun today. The high will be 84. Lots of rain expected this evening and an overnight low of 56. Currently it's 69 degrees.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen in fine jewelry over the last 25 years has been the growth of jewelry designers. At Underwoods, we're the leader, bringing to North Florida the best names in designer jewelry. In fact, we carry designer lines in a similar way to how clothing stores carry designer labels. The difference is that jewelry designers have to be a little more timeless in their presentations because nobody wants to buy a fine piece of jewelry only to find out the next year it's gone out of style. That's why you'll find at Underwoods the best of the jewelry designer names, those that are tried and true and popular. Names like David Yurman, Roberto Coyne, John Hardy, Marco Bichigo, Jude Francis, Lagos, Ippolita, and a lot more are all available right now at Underwoods.
So if you want the best looks in designer jewelry, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new poll says family members have a bigger influence than other groups or the media when it comes to decisions made at the ballot box. After the Bernie Sanders win in New Hampshire and still leading in the national polls, several union groups are now publicly coming out against the candidate over the issue of Medicare for All. And a Pew Research study says climate change still ranks as low priority for voters.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
The ripoff of the week brought to you by Underwood Jewelers. Go to underwoodjewelers.com. That's underwoodjewelers.com. Three locations: Ponte Vedra, San Marco, and the Avondale. Or just Avondale, but I always call it the Avondale. I like that area. Go to underwoodjewelers.com. Adam Andrzejewski here on our Newsmaker line. It is the ripoff of the week. He is the CEO and founder of OpenTheBooks.com, the largest private database of public sector expenditures. In other words, they're the biggest group that exposes all of this government waste out there. He's also the senior contributor for Forbes magazine. So you get cited in the president's budget, which is details curbing waste, fraud, corruption, and taxpayers' abuse out there. What areas, I mean, are they taking your 5% cut recommendation?
They are, absolutely, Ed. So this is a big moment for the team. It's a pinnacle moment for the show, for our team of auditors at OpenTheBooks.com. For the first time in anyone's memory, a third-party organization, our organization, has a half page in a brand new chapter in the budget. Here's the chapter. For the first time ever, the president put a chapter on curbing waste. He's decided to declare war on wasteful spending and in five bipartisan areas. So to end duplication, to stop federal programs that don't have a mandate, to end the year-end spending spree,
right,
to stop the mistaken and improper payments. We've talked about all of this on the show. And also to start forensic auditing every single aspect of federal government spending. And we laud the president for accepting these five nonpartisan reforms.
You know, at least, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when you talk about taxes, you know, sometimes, you know, wish list is a flat tax or a fair tax. And we know it's not going to happen, unfortunately. But the get the conversation going is a win-win. Is that how you guys are looking at it on this issue?
Well, yeah, it's an election year, so the president put out his priorities, and it is a top priority to declare war on waste. If it was any other president, we wouldn't trust the promise, but this president, you know, he tends to follow through and keep his promises. Look, the first thing that he should start with is the improper payments. These are payments to people in the wrong amount, to the wrong person, or payments that don't follow the federal rules. And last year, as we've announced on your show, Ed, $1 billion was paid by the federal agencies to dead people. People that have a death certificate on file with the agency received $1 billion anyway.
Man, so what is, I mean, overall, there's still spending going up, but when you look at the rate of government growth, some say this is where it's going to lower it in some areas. The idea of getting this going with a 5% cut, were you surprised it happened this year? Usually some of these things wouldn't be talked about till maybe the next time around.
No, I think it's an election year, so it was very, very important that he lay out his priorities. Other candidates can also run on it. Look, the other side is running on spending ideas. Bernie Sanders, and the source on this is CNN, he wants Medicare for all. And the price tag of that is $60 trillion. Well, there's improper and mistaken payments in Medicaid and Medicare last year, overpayments of $67 billion. And you want to put that program on steroids?
Now, hold on. When you talk about overpayments, remember, this was one of the big discussions through Obamacare. Remember, you had Andy Griffith. Hey, that 1964, remember when Medicare, you know, now they say with the new Obamacare back in, 2010, when it was passed, that they wanted to go after Medicare fraud payments, which in some cases included overpayments. And yet, guess what? I don't hear anybody talking about that these days except for you and this radio show.
Crickets and the president. So the president put this in his budget. This is the power of this special chapter. These 20 largest federal agencies since the year 2004, they admit to $1.4 trillion worth of mistaken and improper payments. That's money out the door. There's no clawback on it. It's just gone.
Hey, hold on a
second. The president, for the first time in decades.
Is your mic down? Hold on. I can hear you guys over there, Roger. That's what I was saying. So no problem. I'm sorry. I had to interrupt you, Adam. Roger was
it's all right.
No, Roger was asking. Roger talked to me during my headsets because Roger loves this idea. And every week we talk about federal spending, and every week he says, hey, listen, when are they going to actually come up with this proposal by Adam on this story? Because I know you bring that up every week, don't you, Roger? And evidently, the president's talked about it.
Yeah, he has.
He's taking action on it.
Yeah, but here's
He's
the thing. Listen to this clip. Mitch McConnell says, no matter who's running the show, it's just a persistent problem. The deficit's going to go up. Listen to this clip.
Senate Majority Leader notes trillion-dollar deficits are now the norm with no end in sight.
This has been a persistent problem. No matter who's been in power, there's no question that the deficit has increased dramatically.
So it's just a persistent problem. This is the new norm out there, Adam. That's what they're saying.
Well, look, last summer, to get the president to sign bloated budget bills, McConnell took him aside privately and said, look, Mr. President, nobody's ever not been elected because they spent too much. Mitch McConnell's a big spender. After this election cycle, look, Republicans in the Senate should take a hard look at leadership.
Oh, I'm with you. You know, this isn't going to go anywhere, the 5% cut. I like the idea out there. But when you talk to, follow me. I know you're a policy guy. By the way, we're talking with Adam Andrzejewski. It's the ripoff of the week. He is with OpenTheBooks.com. Sometimes, and you've pointed out that when it comes to the spending, both sides are notorious for spending so much money. But when you look at the policy, when you get a lot of hate mail from Democrats, I can tell you the first thing they say, well, Adam, the first thing that's got to be cut is the military. Okay, fine. But when I ask Democrats, just give me another area, not like we should stop be giving money to, quote, subsidizing companies. I get that as well. Or, quote, rich people. Adam, when you get the mail and, you know, the email, when you talk about government waste, do Democrats at least try to give you a couple other areas where they insist and where government waste should be cut? Or is it just always the one area of the military?
We only get letters on the military, Ed. And look, there's a lot of bloat in the military, and we should hone it, and the Pentagon needs to do a better job. But the books across the, you know, the Democrats want to grow government. Here's a statistic out of Social Security.
All right.
Social Security admits they've got 6 million active Social Security numbers of people aged 112 and older. Here's the problem. There's only 40 of those people, 40 in the entire world, aged 112 and over. And last year, according to our data, Social Security overpaid $10 billion worth of benefits. Their books are a mess.
Incredible. Adam Andrzejewski here on our Newsmaker line, the ripoff of the week with OpenTheBooks.com. Here's a story we have talked about. I could not wait till you came on the air with us today. Wall Street Journal. Something. I'm like, hello? I mean, again, they should be giving you credit for this. The Wall Street Journal has a story out this week where the Education Department, with an ongoing, in other words, this has been going on for the last couple years, investigating colleges which you have talked about, Yale and Harvard, over getting $6.5 billion in charities and in funding, and the majority of that is coming from foreign countries like Iran, Russia, Saudi Arabia, China, and Qatar. The Education Department says these companies are looking to fund these colleges in order to spread the propaganda out there. Listen to this clip from Brett Baer on Fox News.
The Education Department is launching investigations into both Harvard and Yale universities over alleged failure to report hundreds of millions of dollars in foreign gifts and contracts. It says since July, the department has uncovered more than $6 billion, with a B, dollars in unreported foreign gifts to Ivy League schools from countries including Qatar, China, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates. China's government donates to U.S. schools through private sector companies.
Now, this is where it gets the click. According to the bottom, they say the Education Department has said all of the millions and billions which you have talked about on this radio show, they have not reduced the cost of American students when it comes to tuition cost. There's your money for your endowments right there, Adam.
Well, this should get everybody in the country angry because, Ed, as you know, the last time our auditors looked at the Ivy League, we quantified $42 billion over a six-year period flowed from the taxpayers across this country into Ivy League schools when they had an endowment over $125 billion collectively. Now we know it's not only the U.S. taxpayer funding the Ivy League when they're not reducing their tuition, but it's also foreign governments and the governments that hate us and tyrants and communists and
right.
despots across the world funding them.
Yeah, I knew you'd love that story. I was almost like throwing up you a soft pitch there. Adam Andrzejewski, the group that he represents, he's the CEO and founder of OpenTheBooks.com. You can also read his columns at Forbes.com. We call this the ripoff of the week. Hey, good to have you on today.
Hey, Ed, thanks for having me on.
Great story. I'm glad you got plugged by the president. He plugs Florida Daily.
That's
great.
It's
good for him. So anyway, but I wanted to talk about those colleges getting, I mean, they didn't report it. The bottom line is if you want to solicit foreign campaign, whatever you want, the bottom line is are you offsetting my cost?
Yeah,
for college education.
What's concerning for me is, you know, a lot of our innovations, you know, do originate in these colleges, and are we giving them access to things that undermine our national security?
Good topic. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
I-10 eastbound at 295. There's stop-and-go traffic backed up to Hammond Boulevard at about 3 extra minutes. That's I-10 eastbound at 295. And 295 northbound between Normandy and I-10 at a couple extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
There will be a mix of sun and clouds today and a high of 84. Lots of rain expected tonight with a low of 57. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Ford recalls 250,000 vehicles. BP plans to be net zero in emissions within the next 3 decades. And CVS posts quarterly earnings. Those stories next. In a recent survey, investors shared what they felt were the greatest threats to their retirement. It's no surprise the most common threats include stock market volatility, economic uncertainty, conflict in the Middle East, the 2020 presidential impeachment, and election. Unfortunately, there are many threats beyond your control that can affect your retirement savings. At Goldco, a leader in precious metals, the team believes one way to protect your investment portfolio is with physical gold and silver. Goldco has helped thousands of investors safeguard their retirement, especially in times of uncertainty. In fact, if you call 855-971-2006, Goldco will send you a free 1 ounce silver American Eagle coin. And all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. No obligation. 100% free. Call 855-971-2006 to get your free silver American Eagle coin. That's 855-971-2006. Ford recalling over 240,000 SUVs and cars because of a suspension fracture. The recall covers the Ford Flex, Taurus Police Car, the Taurus Show, and Lincoln MKT from 2013 through 2018. Almost all the recall vehicles in North America. CVS Health swinging to a fourth quarter profit, earning $1.75 billion in the final quarter of 2019. And energy company BP says it aims to eliminate or offset all carbon emissions from its oil and gas production by 2050. To achieve that goal, the London-based company says it will reorganize operations. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Mayor Bill de Blasio refuses to protect our police, so we'll be talking to Ed Mullins, the president of the Sergeants Association, to find out why on the next America First with me, Dr. G. Peter Schweitzer's in studio explaining how much of a threat the Biden crime cartel is to America. Plus, special guest Mini AOC and our weekly Crazy California update with LA radio host and superstar Jennifer Horn.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming up next, we got a great panel discussion. He's going to hang out with us for the whole hour. One of my big discussions, I went off on a rant yesterday, got a lot of calls. You know, these young workers these days being shamed, properly so, by Taco Bell owners because they don't show up on time, and customers are like, hey, we want to eat. And the owner says, hey, listen. No, the manager, he puts up a sign in front of the Taco Bell, says, hey, I'm sorry we're not open on time. I got lazy rear-end workers. He shamed them. And I keep asking, what is going on with our young people? Wait till you hear this from CareerBuilder.com. Everybody knows at CareerBuilder.com. Millennials, young people, Generation Z, aren't even showing up for work. And when they do show up for work, guess what's more important than their paycheck? If the company's taking a liberal position. I wish I could make these things up. What is going on with society today? So, big issue. We'll talk about that coming up next. 904-831-0600. What's up with that? 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.